Boss Man Show, the Boss Report with my name, man, Nacho, man, Neek. Unfortunately, our month has ended, Neek. Second quarter of the year now is April. Those jabronis take over now after the great month of March, brother. How you dealing with it, man?
I mean, I'm dealing with it all right. You know, just a whole another month.
Yes, indeed. I think it's interesting, Neek, this week that, you know, two teams you and I both know well are playing this week. It's funny to see that on TV. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's weird. But it is what it is, though. One team likes me, the other one doesn't. One team texts me, the other one just be like, okay.
So I'm good. One team accepts when they play it, the other team doesn't accept when they play it.
Yep. When the one is accepted, don't want to.
One team got renovations while another one got some too and accepted theirs and was okay with it. I'm just saying.
Then the next day, we want a new one. What you need? You know what, bro?
You know what? They resemble Florida people because they never stop. It's always something, these people.
It's always something, always. Can't have not one week off.
Think about this. A Florida person would destroy their own equipment to get something else. Ain't that what somebody else did? To try to get something else? Destroy their own stuff?
They tried.
Does that resemble someone in Florida would do?
Or lie to try to get a new one.
Exactly. I got to return this back because it was broke when you broke it to yourself. Get you a refund. I'm just saying.
Do what you got to do, but we see you. That's all I can say.
No doubt. Well, Neek, we see some texts right there. We got F12. Cops seen on camera punching teenager for riding an ATV and giving him the middle finger.
For what?
He punched a teenager on camera for riding an ATV and giving him the middle finger.
Wow. And that was on tape.
Yes.
I guess he feared for his life that a middle finger was going to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Him feelings were hurt.
Pretty much. Him feelings were hurt.
Like somebody else we know who has an arena that they don't like. I'm just saying.
Him feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm. Him feelings are hurt. Well, get this. White Michigan man admits to beating black teen with bike lock because, quote, he is black and niggas don't belong here.
Okay. He hit a teenager with a bike lock?
Yes. And said, quote, niggers don't belong here.
I think that's a reasonable reason. To run a fade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the parents or cousins or uncles or whoever wanted to run that fade. But mm-hmm. That's a reason for one.
Yes. That is just, I'm a racist. I don't give a damn. Screw you. I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Right. Folks are still.
Speaking of racist, apply pressure. Major League Baseball moves All-Star game from Cobb County, not Atlanta, Cobb County, the Cumberland Braves, in response to GOP governor, the no good purge pimp Brian Kemp, signing these Jim Crow voter suppression laws.
I mean, it was bound to happen. That was the next big event to come to that county. So I think for me, it's more like I am shocked that they went with it. But at the same time, I didn't like the Braves' so-so response to it.
When did the same Atlanta Braves left Summer Hill and Capitol Avenue because their white conservatives, season ticket holders, that would come to the hood to watch their team play?
Right. We all know why you left.
And you can't even get the martyr to go see the Braves play in Cumberland. Not even a town. Cumberland Business District in Cobb County.
Yeah, which is a whole damn mess. That's terrible traffic coming through there.
Yeah, but it's purposely, the martyr's not going across the bridge, the Chattahoochee River, to Cobb County. So right. The poor black fans can't even ride the martyr out there to watch the Braves play.
There's also racism, and they don't want martyr out there anyway. You know, mm-hmm. You know that history. That's kind of a messed up history as well. But for the people that don't know, it was voted a long time ago to not have martyr come out to the Cobb County area because they were afraid that black people were coming.
Yes.
So you have that little tidbit, and then you add them moving to Cobb. It's kind of like, okay, so you don't want your black fans to come out that way because you know martyr is a cheap way to get there. Mm-hmm. So
all the people out of the Braves are their white fans in the northern burbs. They right. Say they don't want to come to the hood to watch the Braves play.
Yeah, so that's how it really feels. That's how they feel. So far as I am concerned, I'm glad they took the game away. I just wish the Braves had a better response to it.
They can't because they are who they are. They are the Cobb County Braves, the Cumberland Braves, the Cumberland Business District Braves, the CBD Braves, whatever you call it. They're not the Atlanta Braves. They're the CBD. The Cumberland Business District, CBD Braves, yes. The CBD. They are some big Neek. They are BDS's Neek.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. All right. We started early. But
they are some Buck Dancing Sambos, what they are.
I just feel that they should have did a better job with that announcement. Also, for Kemp to be like, this is cancel culture, is kind of like the funniest thing ever. Like, your former president is trying to cancel you.
Exactly. But see, on the right wing, though, it's cancel culture when it goes against their little narrative. It's cancel culture. Right. When it's with the narrative, oh, you're the best thing ever. And you know what? I'm just saying. That's what it is. Brian Kemp, the purge pimp, screw you and your dadgum Senate Bill 202, you country bumpkin, you. You no good wanna be Elmer Fudd with your talking like this. Georgians will not be revoked, will be protected, blah, blah, blah. Folks, let's your integrity is the new vote suppression. That's the new code. When black and brown people vote, it's a fraud. That's what they're saying.
And just making it harder. I just understand, why would you want to make it harder for black people? You're going to make it harder for your other voters, for your voters as well. So how does that work?
It's going to backfire on the purge pimp, Brian Kemp, that no good Brad Raffensperger and Gabriel Sterling, all them jabronis up in the Georgia State House, Secretary of State, the Deputy Secretary of State, all them jokers. And that stupid sucker, that no good purge pimping fool. And shout out to Fonnie Willis, the day of Atlanta, dropping charges against this Park Cannon, who should not have been arrested for knocking on that stupid fool's door when he signed that horrible bill on the pitch of a plantation.
So many symbols, bro.
Folks, wow. Atlanta is one thing. This rest of Georgia. I'll say this. Shout out to the one team that's true to Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks. I'll give them that credit. I'll give them that much credit. The Falcons train in Flowery Branch, Georgia, in Hall County. They only play there on Sundays. Falcons not in the community of Atlanta. The Braves are in Cobb County. But the Hawks, I give them credit. They ain't in the community. They are true to Atlanta. I give them the credit. I'm going to give the Hawks tonight.
All right.
You know, so we made up for whatever they may think that we said wrong early.
I didn't say a word.
Just saying.
I didn't say nothing false.
You didn't. You didn't. They don't love you like that. Paul Pierce fired off this drunken ESPN stripper field IG live. And Paul Pierce wasn't doing nothing wrong, in my opinion, except putting on Instagram.
I mean, you wouldn't do nothing wrong, but putting it on Instagram when you work for Disney is kind of like a, yeah, you want to get fired type thing.
But personally, I'm glad he's gone. I hate his announcement anyway. Between him, Kendrick Perk, and Richard Jefferson, they're terrible. I don't know if he's jabronis. They make no sense.
I'm still surprised Kendrick Perk still has a job doing it. So it's just whatever we need.
He has no value.
Nothing.
Like I used to love the jump, but when I see Perkins on there or Pierce or Ryan Hollins or Jefferson, I'm like, I'm turning that crap off. Now adding Robert Ori was good, but you lost Amin El-Hassan, no more T Mac. Ain't I don't really want to watch it.
I just think they need to find some players that can actually make you want to watch it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any I don't know anybody that would make you want to watch it. That make you say, I might want to watch it because they on here. I don't know. I can't think of anybody. Just directly.
When Fizdale and Stan Van Gundy were on there, I would watch it.
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
And Amin was good.
I think it's because, you know, they – who?
Amin and El-Hassan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just think, you know, if you got people that know a little bit of the inside part, the coaching inside and player part, that's a perfect combination. That's how I feel. And that's Dennis does a good job. So does Van Gundy. So, I mean, get somebody that just knows how to deal with the topics.
Yeah, because Paul Pierce is trying to do hot takes, and Kendrick Perkins knows nothing. He was terrible. Ryan Hollins was terrible. But Rich Jefferson is annoying too.
I'm just tired of hot takes. Just give me what you feel is right. Stop just saying this.
Yes.
Just be controversial. You know, yes. Controversial is this.
We got this. Fadeaway jump off. Larsa Pippen splits from married Malik Beasley says, quote, people assumed it was serious, but it wasn't. I feel bad for her son who goes to Vanderbilt, who gets clowned all the time because his mama's an around the way girl.
I mean, I don't think he feels a little messed up, but I know, man, somebody else's mom probably doing the same thing, but just she ain't famous. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the whole situation anyway, so I can't really talk about it as much. I just know that, you know, I think, you know, the son probably feels a little messed up about it, but he shouldn't. There's a lot of moms that's like that.
We got this. Crazy hot take artist Brandon Marshall was passionate but wrong in being allowed by NBA contracts, and only four dudes on the NBA teams have guaranteed contracts. Saying it, and he was loud and wrong. Well, Brandon Marshall on the Atlanta Hawks, Trey Young, John Collins, Onyeka Okongwu, Kevin Herter, DeAndre Hunter, guaranteed contracts. Skylar Almaze, who else? Brandon Goodwin, Bogdanovich, Danilo Gallinari, Clint Capella. I named more than four guys the Hawks have guaranteed key contracts already. He's already wrong.
I mean, most of them most of the NBA contracts are guaranteed.
Solomon Hill, guaranteed contract. Tony Snell, guaranteed contract on the Hawks.
It don't matter. You can be gone for 2 years. You still going to get your check.
Yes. He was just loud and wrong for no reason. He's on FS1 every morning with that Nick Wright character.
You're wrong. But he was just so loud and wrong.
Like I just named 10 dudes on the Hawks that guarantee contracts.
Man, you that can fast. You can literally look at every roster and be like, all these folks get all them guaranteed. This folks that's literally not on the roster haven't played in the NBA 3 years is probably getting paid at some other team right now.
Josh Smith with the Pistons.
Yep, still getting paid. That's how it is in the NBA. That's the NBA. Get your guaranteed money. Get your money, bro.
I mean, before that's my thing. If you're gonna be an analyst, at least know what you're talking about.
And that's why I'm tired of hot takes at this point in life. That's a guaranteed hot take right there. Like, how can you just not look it up and see that these are mostly guaranteed contracts?
But what's funny was how Channing Frye, Chad Johnson, Andre Johnson looking at him like he's crazy.
Because they know. No, the contracts are guaranteed almost. They know it.
It was embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to look at. But he's a meme now, so therefore, more fun.
Yes. Got this, seriously. New Jersey man arrested for strangling a Burger King employee after arguing over a mask.
Man, just wear the damn mask. Hopefully the employee's straight, though. Hope he all right. He'll see it all right.
I see you right now. I see you right now.
What?
No. Yeah, I see you getting strangled. Yeah.
No, not that. Not over a mask at that.
Exactly. Well, Maryland man arrested for throwing a baseball through Wendy's for not getting this frosty the right flavor. It was vanilla rather than chocolate. Threw baseball through a damn drive-through window. And I really got arrested for it.
I know it's a different taste between both of them, but goodness, a baseball?
First of all, once again, how you have a baseball on deck ready to go?
They must be playing with their son, or they just playing with friends. I don't get it. Like, a whole baseball.
On deck, ready to go.
Ready to go.
Foul!
Yeah, boy. Tell you, sums up.
Neat, the versus battle. What were your thoughts on hearing Steve Harvey's story every damn song? Him being loud and country as hell for no reason, ruining the great versus shot from the music from Earth, Wind & Fire and Isley Brothers. And your thoughts on the Isley Brothers playing some R. Kelly hits. I ain't gonna lie, I listen to R. Kelly still. I don't give a shit. I listen to R. Kelly still. I'm not gonna stop listening to R. Kelly. His music is his music. I grew up on it.
Honestly, I mean, I get why they needed a host, but at the same time, pick somebody that's not gonna tell the story.
Make it about themselves.
Make it about themselves. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I would be more like a lot. Some people liked him. I didn't like him.
I hate him.
I just don't feel you need to tell the story between every song and also cut a song short so he can tell his story.
And back to DJ Nice. How about D Nice Sucker? His whole song about his man's name. No, how about D Nice?
I just wish D Nice played the songs longer.
Not give him time to run his mouth.
No, no time to run his mouth. That wouldn't have been helpful. So.
And he was biased too. Earth, when he could tell he's Earth, Wind & Fire. He could tell he was biased.
He played some songs a little bit too long for them. And then played a little short.
But I'm talking about Steve Harvey.
Oh, okay.
He was biased towards the Isleys. No, I mean Earth, Wind & Fire, rather. He was biased to Earth, Wind & Fire. He was biased. Every song, yeah, blah, 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 got my bicycle and what the please of girl and the blah, 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 blah. Like, shut up, fool. I didn't come in here and watch this to hear you run your big Mr. Potato Head mouth. You butt dancing Sambo.
I just didn't hear his mouth. It was on.
I want to hear it. Ron Isley and Phil Williams, Verdeen do their job and Maury do their job. Not Maury, but what's the cat's name? Do their job and Ernie Isley on the guitar, man. Dude was killer with the guitar, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, folks, listen to the intro to that song, Summer Breeze. That first minute is killer.
Yeah, he had to play for that one.
Summer Breeze. Hey, that first part of Summer Breeze is killer, man. That's the part with the guitar and the beat before it goes into the song.
Right. I mean, he had to. They told him to play for his life.
You know? But Steve Harvey ruined it for me. But I enjoyed it, but the Steve Harvey part made me sick. They don't get mad. Talking about I'm talking too much. And Bob, yes, you talk too much. In the mission, they just told him, Steve, talk too much, Steve. People ain't liking you talking too much. He came back in the attitude.
Can't be mad that people want to hear more music in your mouth.
Exactly. And then he was crying. Sometimes he was crying doing some, so his crying is doing some songs. He was teeing up back there. Like, what a, this dude always crying about something. What a weakly. Have a backbone for one, sucker. Golly. And I admit, I just liked his sitcom. I just liked that Showtime. But as I got an adult, I learned who he really is. I'm like, I can't stop. Why do I like that show?
I mean, he's more annoying as a person. So,
and I'll admit again, I love that song, When the Funk Hits the Fan. I love that song. I know the words to the song. It's still in my head. I like the show. I love the words to my song. He can get with me. I know the words to the song still. So, yeah. Hoo-wee. Folks, they're going to Florida. We're done with life. They're going to Florida. Neek is back again. I don't know why. Here it goes. Florida men dressed in all black samurais sneak into a movie theater side door to throw bowling balls at movie watchers in multiple theater rooms.
Bro, we got men bowling in the state of Florida now. got a man bowling in Florida. One way to stop it. Ban bowling in Florida.
They in samurai suits sneaking into the side door with the bowling balls, people watching movies. And the six bullets on the loose deal.
Also, here's something else I gotta ask. How cheap are bowling balls?
They gotta be robbing them from the alley, probably.
They gotta be stealing them from somewhere. But what state has that many bowling balls?
Yeah. I think you can only buy them from the alley, right? You don't really buy them at the store, do you?
I think you can buy them from somewhere. Sporting goods store, probably.
Neek, sitting in a theater, Neek, bowling balls coming your way. What are you doing? Running? What can you do at that point?
Run in the opposite direction.
You boot up with your girl or something, watching and eating some popcorn. Oh, whoa! What is that coming at my way?
Ain't no way. You gotta go to a bowling alley to get some of them.
Yep, Patriots said they thought they was having bombs thrown at them. That was bowling balls, people. It wasn't bombs.
A bowling ball supply store.
How many weeks in a row is Neek? 3-4 weeks in a row we got these stores of bowling balls?
Can't buy them at Walmart. I know that for a fact.
Gotta be Dick Sporting Goods or Academy, right? Or a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Or some bowling ball, like, website or something.
Yep.
Like, Jesus.
Because, ooh, boy.
I can't imagine being sitting in a movie theater again and seeing a bowling ball coming in my direction.
I couldn't imagine just seeing a bowling ball just fly out of nowhere and then sitting there thinking to yourself, where the hell did they get this bowling ball from?
See, you and I know better if we knew what to do with these stories. See, you and I would know better now. We know that they got from somewhere crazy.
Fucking bowling ball, bro. How? A bowling ball.
Yes.
Bowling balls. Plural. More than one.
Snuck in samurai suits, all black, and tossed them in different theaters at people. Overhand tossing like you throwing a football or a baseball.
It must be one of the light bowling balls or the play bowling balls, the fake ones from Walmart. Some. Is that on add up?
Yeah, I would be like, nah, I'm good. We need that. This black Florida man arrested after biting officer for trying to apprehend him at 7-Eleven.
I mean,
he survived biting the officer. I'm shocked.
What?
He survived biting the officer as a black man. He didn't go to jail for this. He didn't die for this, rather. He survived it.
Yeah, that sounds interesting to bite somebody and still be alive right now. I don't know. I'm just happy you're alive, though, but yeah. Biden?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Florida went arrested for operating an unlicensed Botox clinic while pounding four locos.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Four Locos still exist here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm just still shocked at that alone. Like, people still drinking those?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people still making drinks and chilling with those out in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new every day.
Woo-wee, what y'all is? Masturbating Florida man arrested, telling police he was stressed and came to public's parking lot because didn't want to get caught masturbating at home around his wife.
You that scared of your wife?
Mm-hmm.
What you think your wife gonna say about you masturbating? What's gonna call you? What? Something there alone is a problem. That right there alone is a problem. So, dude should have been jacking off at home. Safety of his own house.
Mm-hmm.
With his own material, chilling.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, maybe you need to get a new wife.
Exactly. Get this. Florida been arrested for riding a go-kart in the church and run over the pastor and Stone Cold stunned him and left out in the golf cart due to the pastor coming to his house and eating some of his leftovers while he wasn't at work.
A go-kart. Yes. Church. Stone Cold stunned a pastor.
Even the man on the go-kart. That's a lot going on.
Leftovers, though?
Sorry, why was he over at the man's house, though?
How was it? Look, man, I'm tired, dude. I had a head. So many questions, bro.
Let's try this. Florida man proposes to girlfriend using an engagement ring he stole from the other lover. Another one.
Did he buy the first ring?
He did. He stole it back from his other lover and gave it to the other one.
Okay, that makes sense then. I can let that fly.
Neek, this is a versus inspired story here, Neek. Florida man arrested trying to kill his woman. Taking her on a voyage to Atlantis, the Atlantis Ocean, obviously. By sending her to the ocean, saying that the Atlantis was always come back to you, trying to drown in the ocean. He would always come back to her. He was inspired by the song, for in the ocean. But she survived.
He tried to kill her.
Yeah, by a voyage to Atlantis.
By going into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, throwing her to the Atlantic Ocean, yes.
And she survived.
Now he's in jail for attempted murder.
He's in jail for attempted murder.
He told his Atlantis is back to you. And this he would always real? Come back to her.
Like, did he swim out? What happened?
Huh?
Did he swim or what happened?
Lifeguard saved.
Okay, yeah. He's just very stupid.
He took the song literally, obviously.
All right. This is
I'm sure the song really meant.
Yeah. Just stupid. Stupid.
Florida been arrested. I'm still in ambulance from a hospital and stopping to get some sloppy toppy on the way to his next destination and got caught.
What?
Yeah, he stole the ambulance from the hospital. He needed a ride to go get him some sloppy toppy. He stopped at the house and got caught. But he was getting topped off it. They came in and got him.
He didn't think they were going to catch up on him?
Obviously not. He was all his mouth on one thing. That mouth he had coming to him.
Ooh, boy. Boy. Sometimes you got to use the brain. Sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to use it. I don't know if people want to use their brain, but sometimes you got to use it.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, Florida couple charged with $5.8 million in COVID relief fraud after buying houses, cars, and throwing parties. And they were black, too.
They were what?
They were black.
Man, these folks are getting this COVID money and be this house, car, condos in another state. Like, come on, man. Man, you can't be stealing some of this Fed money. They always find out. They always find out.
Man, they going to jail for a while.
A while. And I pray their lawyer give them a good deal.
Ooh-wee. Four more stories to go, Nick. Four more to go. Florida man shows skill and steals patrol car in Kansas in a 100-mile chase with handcuffs behind him, caught a half hour later after running out of gas. How is he driving with his hands behind his back?
Wait. This story makes no sense. How is he driving with his hands behind his back?
Exactly. That's my thoughts. Maybe with his knees, maybe?
You can't drive 100 miles with your knees. You still got to push the gas.
I don't know how you pulled it off.
How you swerving in and out of traffic with your knees?
I don't know how you pulled it off then.
This don't make any sense. What do you do with his shoulder? Do you drive with his teeth? Like what?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Hands on your back. I don't see it.
That makes zero sense. Zero sense. Zero sense. Zero. Somebody lying.
Well, Florida woman steals a test drive vehicle, gets tracked down by OnStar.
I mean, that's a good commercial for them if they wanted to use it. I mean, if you ever want to use something for a good commercial, it's right there. Right there. Use it.
Neek, this story is complicated, Neek. Florida woman arrests after shooting man whose Johnson she bit after he threw a bowling ball at her after doing an argument. After she bit his Johnson, and he threw the bowling ball at her after an argument, and then she shot him to shoot him. Then she's in jail.
I mean, isn't that self-defense?
Well, he got bit by her. He threw the bowling ball at her. They got in an argument, and she went and tried to shoot him.
No, I'm saying like you said that she bit his dick.
He threw a bowling ball at her.
He threw a bowling ball at her.
Which, let's pause there. How's one already in the room already? let's start there.
Bowling ball, man. Bowling ball's gonna be the new weapons right now. That's a hot new weapon. It's gonna be. They have to be at this point in the game. Bowling balls are the new gun. So, first. I just want to know, at this point, if he threw a bowling ball at me, that means I'm fearing for my life, and I might shoot him myself. That's stand your ground right there.
She in jail for it right now, unfortunately.
Got a free on that one.
Final one, niggas, is Florida man arrested, still from Goodwill, and running from the Goodwill deputies.
Why would you steal from the Goodwill when they give it away? You must don't want to pay that little $2 from Goodwill.
You must didn't. We can go, we know what they had a certain color of the day, the color of the day they have, or the half off day, which is Wednesday, Thursday, I think. I forget what they used to be, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe.
My thing is, it's got to be, even if they were making you pay for it, it couldn't be for that much. Anyway, So why are you stealing it?
He in a jumpsuit for nothing. He in jail for nothing.
He ain't in jail for almost getting something for $20.
Crazy.
All right.
Well, Neek, with the end of the report today, what are your thoughts on today's report, man?
Bowling balls are the new guns. Bowling balls are the new throwing knives. Bowling balls are the all-around best weapon in American history.
I think we're behind in Georgia and Tennessee, and because Florida has it on lock, like they figured something out that we must ain't realized.
I mean, people just throwing bowling balls out like that. That's just wild.
Yeah, I thought I would read stories about this ever in my life.
You literally got to wake up and say, "Oh, niggas got guns." Nice. paints and bowling balls.
You gotta have a hell of an arm to toss a bowling ball. But what's the pound of the ball? I want to know how many pounds the balls are. Are they 8 pounds? Are they 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 pound balls?
I need answers.
But this cat in the bedroom already had the bowling ball in the bedroom, though. That's what I already ready to go in the bedroom to throw at somebody. Yeah.
Florida got a lot of avid bowlers. The bowling ball's going down for the cheap in Florida.
Something's going on.
We got to find out this. Got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, because I'm not understanding the understanding why this is even a thing.
Exactly, man. We got to find out. Call my Florida people and see what's up.
Yeah, it's getting warm in Florida too, so it's gonna be even probably worse.
Right.
We're getting close to the season of getting fireworks and stuff, and that going terribly wrong.
Right.
So we went from Gorilla Glue to bowling balls.
Yep, bowling balls a new weapon, man. New weapon of choice. Not a mace, not a bow and arrow. Bowling ball.
Hell, I'll just get out of the way of the motherfucker. I see it coming to my way. I'm just get out of the way of it.
Get you a bowling ball for self-defense.
I want to see them in Georgia or Tennessee that I can get one rarely I can have in my car. That's on lock. That's because I need it.
A car bowling ball, bedroom bowling ball, a living room bowling ball. Got one you have in the kitchen right next to the pots and pans. We'll have one in the garage, missing paint. Get your bowling ball.
Have hit in the chimney or something. When he comes to the nut ring, the doorbell, one drops down on their head. Boom. Right.
Get your bowling ball.
House protected by bowling balls.
Exactly. Ain't nobody going to walk up in there.
Bowling ball. Oh, no.
Bowling ball is flying around here.
Your dome will go down.
Right.
Your wheel will get split and with a quickness. What is even the main brand of bowling balls? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Is it a brand? Is it like some Nike bowling balls?
Yeah, where's the main bowling ball brand? I don't even know. We ain't do this. I ain't figure this out. Where's the main
bowling ball brand? Let me see. I'm about to.
Live on the radio here, Neek finds out what bowling ball brands there are to get bowling balls. Tell us, Neek.
Let me see. Hold on. Bowling balls for the low price and free shipping. Let's see.
Okay. Bowling
balls. Got custom bowl. Oh, here we go. Got some names. Got Storm. Yeah, that makes sense. Storm bowling balls.
Okay.
Got a hammer bowling ball.
That makes sense too.
Let's see. You got custom bowling balls. Got AMF, Brunswick bowling balls. 900 Global.
Okay.
Let's see. Lane Masters and Legends bowling balls.
Lane Masters. Okay.
You got NFL bowling balls.
So there are options here. So, yes. So they gotta be buying them either off the internet, or they gotta be getting stealing from the alley. That's my only two options.
I mean, you can either go to the alley where they have some for sale.
But it's Florida. They ain't buying them in Florida. No, it's Florida. They ain't buying them in Florida. They stealing them.
Well, they're stealing them. You never know.
It's Florida. They stealing them, man. They stealing them in Florida.
Stealing.
The state's ran by Ron DeSantis. You know, he's a thief.
Man, it's crazy. They just got bowling balls just to give like that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be covering this on the show. the brand of bowling balls, but Florida caused it.
Yep, they did.
I never thought I would hear this from the Storm and Hammer bowling balls.
Right. Storm probably the biggest name, though. Storm is the biggest name, so.
I only know like one bowler, Pete Weber, from watching ESPN on Sundays from back in the day.
Mr. Who do you think you are? I am
P. Whatever his name is. The PBA bowling on ESPN. The insert whatever open at the lanes of whatever, whatever.
Yeah, bowling just seems like a weird sport.
This is my thing, Neat. How do you get good at bowling? That what does that mean? What does it say about you as a person if you're good at bowling? You got to go to practice at the lanes every day.
I mean, you can win the NCAA championship for bowling. Get you a good old scholarship for bowling.
Man, I guess you can. I was just like, man, how do you end up there?
I don't know. Also, bowling shoes are terrible looking.
Yes. I will confess, I stole some bowling shoes for my life.
See?
I did it in Florida, of course, of all places. So it fit in. Did it in Florida. I had some size 13s.
Ain't no money in the world to have me steal about some bowling shoes.
I didn't want to pay the fee, Neek. I didn't want to keep paying for the shoe fee, Neek. I was bringing my own, obviously.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to be like, what, white bottoms, right?
But then I got hip. I wear my Tims to the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
And now I wear bowling shoes. I was bowling my Tims.
Okay.
I played them off that way. I ain't been on a bowling date in years. When was I been to a bowling alley with a chick? I can't remember how I been bowling with a chick. It got to be like over 15 years or something, maybe. Got to be. Since TSU days, probably, at the lanes out on Charlotte there. Whatever it's called. Striking Specimen. Striking Spell. Whatever it's called. And the cosmic lights that night, the cosmic lights, whatever that crap
was. Friday or the Wednesday?
The Friday, the cosmic lights on the Friday.
Oh, okay.
She lived out there on White Circle, right by the Sonic out there on Charlotte, where everybody apartments lived at. So, yeah, that's what that is. So, yep. Reminiscing, folks. Well, this has been the Boss Report. We informed you about bowling balls, obviously. We gave you some info about bowling balls you needed for just your life, Hammer and Storm, and custom bowling balls, AM Milfs, and, you know, we gave you some brands that give some bowling balls now.
Storm bowling balls.
Coming to an alley near you, Storm. Storm and Storm. Florida, we have a hurricane coming, but get your Storm bowling balls today to save you from the hurricane. It will set you free. I'm just saying. Storm bowling balls. Florida's trusted bowling ball company. Yeah, something like that. Sponsored by The Hammer. Well, we'll take you in the church and knock your past out if he steals your woman. Because Jody got your girl and gone. Hammer bowling balls. Get him right and Hammer or get him tight.
All right, man. You're making up all these wild ones now.
Hey, I'm doing promos for these people. Free promos. Y'all sponsor the show now. Give y'all free promotion. Sponsor the damn show now. I'm just saying. All right, folks. Boss and Neek. Follow him, Natural Man Neek. Boss Man Show. We'll holler y'all next week. We out.
Peace.